Song. It's to this day it's the perfect song to use You know, like if you go to the grocery store or if somebody puts you on hold and they got some goofy music that's playing and then it locks into your brain and it starts repeating and you want to get rid of it, sing this song. Oh, it just, and here's the trick. This is how the Lord revealed to me years ago on how to do this. Start singing it, and before you get anywhere near halfway done, stop. Just stop singing it. Your mind will pick it up from there. I kid you not. Try it. Just stop singing it, and then all of a sudden it'll be, you know, sing it in your mind, and then all of a sudden stop, but your mind will keep singing it. And then that's the song that'll keep repeating all day long, and there's a song to repeat. It's awesome. So if you can kneel, please do so, because we have more different, I would think we have different people approaching or are joining us now. We had quite a few on the stream a little while ago, but I guess they're going wherever they're going. So amen to that, Brother Sean. All right, so please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for blessing us on this Sabbath day with your presence. Thank you for the changing of the show bread that you just did a few moments ago, and thank you for blessing us with testimonies now, things that have happened to your people in the last 30 days or 30 years if someone new is stepping up to share something. Thank you also, Father God, for blessing us tomorrow and the rest of our lives so that we're ready for whatever you would have us do. We want to be the people you created us to be. We don't want to be the people we want to be. We want to be as you would have us be, because that's the best way. It's always going to be the best way for us. And so thank you for blessing us. And again, we uplift all those on our prayer list. And we offer this prayer and all these praises in the name of your Son, our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, my kitty over here. No, you got to come over here. I'm not going over there. She wants me to give her goodies, and she insists on me giving her goodies in different areas of the room. Just a minute ago, I just handed them some to her right here on my desk, but now she jumped off and wants me to give them to her across the room, and maybe later. So, but anyway, it is Testimony Sabbath, and I've got a few here that, let me check the email here real quick. Fran, check your email, too. Sister Vera sent me one, and I sent it off to you. You want to read it now? Yeah, check your email. I mean, now, because I sent it, though. Huh? I can't hear you. What? Oh, you got her email? Oh. Oh, okay. All right, if you want to go first, yeah, go for it. And there's some things, because I'm going to check my email while you're doing that, so let me drop the mic. And thank you again, Brother Joe, for recording all this, because it doesn't work well on my end to do it that way. So, thanks again. Let me drop.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I just want to praise the Lord for all the trials. You know, the harder the trials get, the more strengthened we become. I just praise His name for that. I don't want to say I can't wait for the next one, but you know, thank you, Lord, for the next one that's coming. You know, praise the Lord. And I also want to praise the Lord for my salvation, that the Lord keeps reminding me to thank Him daily. I thank Him. I always think of it. It's almost always in my mind. That's where I want it to stay, my mind and my heart, like all day, because it's so it's so worth it. I mean, He died for us so we can have eternal life. That's the big thing. Praise the Lord. Okay. I have a praise here from Sister Vera. Oops, let me get my glasses. Oh, I can't find them, but let's see. Okay, and Sister Vera says, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise Jesus for His merciful providence in my life and how, even though I was raised in an empty traditions of man, Christ installed in me a strong thirst for His pure, unmixed with human error truth that has led me to an earnest search and to finally discover the true Christ of the Bible, His life-changing present truth, and His amazing prophecies. I am filled with awe as I recall how God has led me to himself all throughout my life and has never left me, though many times I walked away from him and was living in ignorance to his commandments. Praise the Lord. Weren't we all? Yeah, praise the Lord. Also praise Jesus for all the trials that he sends each year to burn off the dross and get me that much closer to him. And lastly, I am so thankful to Christ for opening up my eyes to his word and that helped me to understand his prophecies and thus leading me daily to walk in the light in these dark end times. And in my great appreciation to him for all that, he is still instilling me to share these precious truths with the world. So let's do it, precious brethren. Let's not get weary in well-doing and light the world with these precious jewels of truth to the groping, lost world and build the kingdom of Christ and speed his coming. Let's not forget to be constantly in prayer for each other so we make it all home. God bless and Sabbath blessings. And she has a little bottom phrase here, Bible scripture. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it has come to pass, ye might believe. And that's John 14, verse 29. Amen to that. I just got one more short praise. I just remembered. I also want to praise the Lord for that day at the last year's church camp meeting, where us sisters were singing praises to the Lord. I just can't get over that. That just every time, you know, someone plays some of the songs that we sang, I just get so filled with joy because I just can feel it. I imagine all my sisters were all together singing praises to the Lord. And when we were doing that, you know, the Lord showed me we're right where he wants us to be. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And amen and amen. All right. Every time I hear that song too, I picture you guys just sitting all around with someone's cell phone in the middle recording it all. And I don't know if you could hear us. We were trying to keep quiet, but every now and then you might hear us talking in the background, some of the guys, because you guys were doing this all day. You had a bunch of songs you did. And but that was beautiful, especially when you walk away and you hear you guys singing and it echoes off the walls of the cabins and I praise the Lord nobody complained, because that would have been, you know, you kidding me? But yeah, nobody had any issues with that beautiful music. It was really, really nice. I also want to praise the Lord for you know, just the last 30 days, all the trials that came, you know, that we were blessed with. You know, I hinted at something last night, and there was something else I had been going through for quite some time, and then I was praying very heavily again last night, like I was in the beginning of the week, and there was a different topic that I was praying about last night. This is all unspoken, by the way, but I want to praise the Lord the way he sometimes answers his prayers instantly, because he gave me something in a dream, and then when I looked into what I was seeing in the dream online to see if this is, if there's a reason for this, like colloidal gold. We all know about colloidal silver, but there's also a reason for colloidal gold, and I'm not going to make any. I mean, it's very dangerous to make it because you need a really high current to get it to work right. And this, I know this one guy was saying how you can literally kill yourself doing it the wrong way if you hit, you touch something and bam, you get zapped. I just wanted to praise his name for the way, you know, that dream that he gave me in regards to the quart of gold, you know, having me drink it and then offering it to my wife in the dream. And then, you know, I couldn't quite understand why that was there, but until I looked it up and saw online the benefits of the gold, you know, in the human body. And in today's world, this is why I drink colloidal silver on a regular basis. Colloidal gold is considerably more expensive, and so I I've never had any, you know, but I'm going to have to get a little bit of it soon because, you know, for whatever reason. But the thing is, there are some amazing benefits. But if the farmers were to do the fields today the way the Lord told the, you know, the people of Israel to do it in their day, where every seventh year or, yeah, every sixth year, you just, the next year, you don't till the field, you don't do nothing, you don't plant nothing. You just let, you know, nature replenish the soil, and then it'll never get depleted. Well, these farmers out here don't do that. Every seventh year, you'll see them, or sometimes every sixth or even fifth year, depending upon how much they overwork the land, you'll see a couple semis, depending upon the size of the field, but there'll be a couple semis that'll come up and just dump bone dust on like a big hill of it on the edge of the field, and the farmer comes out with a front loader, you know, a bucket, pours it into some machine, and he drives the field and covers the field in this powder. It's a grayish bone dust, you know, and that puts nutrients back in the soil to where the plants will grow that they're going to plant. But there's no colloidal in any of that stuff. The nutrients that we as humans need aren't in there. And but if you grow stuff on your own land and use natural fertilizing, you know, the good, you know, don't buy the other stuff, you'll have or if you got enough land, you can, you know, plant your garden in one area 6 years in a row and then just move it. You know, colloidal platinum too is good. Yes, colloidal platinum as well. But I didn't look deep into that, but the guy was mentioning that when I looked into it this morning, because I wanted to get a quick answer as to why the Lord gave me that. And so I wanted to praise His name, how quickly sometimes our prayers get answered like that. It's like a hug from heaven. I call that like a hug from heaven because it lets me know that He's not giving up on me. And so, but we got some, and then of course I always praise His name for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. And I have to mention the joy because of the way we go through these trials. I was explaining this to someone the other day on the phone about how, as Christians, we will be hated, and when the latter rain falls, especially, there's going to be billions of people that are going to hate us, but there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be very grateful for the message that we put forth, and then they're going to, you know, love us and join with us and be family members for all eternity. Praise His name. And so, but you know, having the joy of salvation, though, like even though we know the persecution is coming, or even though the persecution is upon us, we still have peace in our hearts, knowing that the only reason they're doing this is because of our faith. And that right there is a faith booster when you think about it, because I never really understood why, you know, the apostles were singing and praising God in prison after they just got whipped and laying on their back on a cold floor with extreme pain. They chose, instead of to moan and groan, they were singing. And then, of course, the earthquake came, and the guy figures he was going to kill himself, you know, the jail guard or whatever, and then his family got saved too. But and that right too was a blessing unto him, because, you know, of the way Christians react to these trials that we're always in now. We're always in them now, and especially if you're out there doing the work on a regular basis. Now, this is the sad thing too. Some Christians refuse to go out and share their faith because they don't want to deal with the persecution. Well, then they're going to eventually become one of the persecutors, because that's just the way it's going to be. You know, but if they don't have courage to do it, then ask Christ to give you the courage, and it'll get to a point where, yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's not like, you know, I'm not going to say this because this might happen. No, I'm going to say this because it's right. They have to hear this. I love them enough to tell them the truth. And people will call you a Catholic basher, SDA basher, whatever. Hey, that's, you know, that's on them. That's not on you. You're not a basher. You're one sharing truth. So anyway, I got a couple of praises here as well from some of the brethren here. I'm going to read these that are on the my PMs here, just so I can clean up the screen a little bit. And first one's from Brother Gorin. He says, praise the Lord for His protection, or hedge of angels, and praise the Lord for His amazing word, and for nudging me to try to learn some Greek, which helps me vindicate the King James Bible as the true Bible. Amen, amen, and amen. And yeah, I'm going to look at that other thing there for you too, Brother Gorin, before I close out your PM. And then Brother Bennett says, I thank the Lord for keeping me safe and protecting me in my job. I'm thankful for keeping me safe on the road because the job has me driving a lot and improving and increasing my skill in all aspects. I am also thankful for health and healing and the Lord helping me improve my diet. Amen. Yeah, and I want to praise his name for that too. Yet that even though our diets are pretty good for some of us, they can still be better, you know, in exercise. Oh, that's another thing I want to praise his name for, is the way exercise changes a lot of things pretty quickly too. You know, and so praise his name for that. All right, let me drop the mic. Brother Gilbert has something he wants to share, and then I'll pick up the mic, or somebody else will pick up the mic after him. I still have a few praises from some of the brethren to share again as well. So let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you all hear me? First off, I think it's great to be with all of you. Thank you, Lord, that I'm with a family that in so many ways you really know how to uplift a person. And I'm not going to be quiet about this. I'm going to say it. And you've heard me say this on so many occasions. Look, I don't care how small that blessing is that you received from the Lord. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how insignificant you think it is. You're going to hear me say it again. Say it. I don't care how small it is. Say it. Share it with all of us. If you can't say it because perhaps you're too shy or something like that, just type it in. Type it in. Don't hold it in. Share it with us. Either we're going to hear it or we can read it. Okay? Thank you, Lord. We can hear things. We can read things. Okay? Share what the Lord has done for you. I praise the Lord that my very first lifting job with my very first lifting project with a forklift, I honestly believe that I heard the Lord tell me what to do, and that was my very first lift. If some of you have been to a Home Depot, some of those guys actually bring those huge pallets down with a forklift. At first, I wasn't sure what to do, and it's like I heard the Lord say, we'll move it this way. And I did, and everything worked out. Everything worked out. Another thing, I actually got hurt on the job and I got to be honest with you, I actually broke my left great toe. But in the midst, when it actually dropped, it actually involved dropping a pressure treated plywood on that very point. And when it actually happened, the very second it actually happened, I literally cried out to God. I wasn't verbal about it, but I screamed enough in my mind to where I just said, "Oh Lord, please help me. Please help me. I just want to finish this." And the Lord gave me the resilience. Though I was going through what I was going through regarding pain and stuff, I actually finished not only the job that I was doing, but I finished out the day. And yeah, my toe turned into a blueberry afterwards, but still, the Lord healed. I gotta be honest with you. But I tell you, the Lord has been so good in so many ways. In fact, though I'm going through what I'm going through concerning my housing arrangements, and I have to be honest with you, my car is now my bedroom. Okay, but still, my wife and I, in that very same place, we've had so many good talks, especially with talking about Bible scripture, things like that. My wife has had a very good outlook on the whole thing, and I tell you what, we've been fellowshipping in a good way over and over and over in so many ways. In fact, I think that Matthew. In the book of Matthew, I think it was a 17th verse that talked about the Lord descending onto, the Holy Spirit descending onto the Lord, and it turned into a talk to the point where, it just became just something good to talk about, you know. And I'm seeing so many different things. I'm just the Lord has just been showing me, hey, look, I'm staring at you. I'm right here. I see everything you're doing, you know, and I'm right here with you, so I'm watching you. So, hey, there's just too many things, too many good things to talk about concerning the Lord, and there's just not enough time in life to do so. And I'm going to go back to what I was saying earlier. Yes, I'm excited. I'm talking to you. I'm trying to think of all the things to say and things like that. Look, I'm going to go back to the break. I'm going to go back to you all. If you got something good, I don't care how small it is. Say it, say it, say it. Just put it out. Tell us all about it. It'll give us a reason to go on, you know. And I tell you what, that person that has a good attitude, that person that has a bad attitude, that can actually help to uplift that person, you know, to say, you know what, I've been struggling, this, that, the other, and these people are putting things out, you know, saying that they've been going through their times, but they're still saying that the Lord is good no matter what, and He is. The Lord really is good. And I'm going to stop here. I've talked long enough. I don't think I can talk enough when it comes to the Lord, but I'm going to stop right here. Hey, Sabbath blessings to you all. Love you all. Enjoy the day. God bless you all.
Hey, man, that's awesome. Sorry to hear that your toe turned into a blueberry, though. that was funny when you said that. I saw some of the brethren thought that was funny. But it's not funny when you're going through it. I understand that. I ripped the whole bottom, my big toe once when I was a teenager, ripped the whole bottom of it off, flapped over and bones out and all that, and I just put it back on and closed it up real tight, stuck my sock on and stuck it in my shoe, and walked very gingerly for the next day, and it didn't get infected. And I wore black socks back then. I didn't wear white socks. So breaking a toe, that's the most painful thing ever. It's not good. But praise His mighty name, the way He turns things around for us like that. I got a praise here from Brother Lewis. He says that I want to praise the Lord for preventing me from getting sick many times and revealing to me more truth about health reform. And I praise the Lord for keeping me safe during a traffic accident. The person riding a motorcycle got distracted and accidentally hit a car that I was in. Praise the Lord, the person only got pain from hitting the car and didn't break anything and was fine later. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's strange. Usually a guy on a motorcycle, they're the ones that are getting hit. For them to run into somebody, that's pretty bad. So you can end up, you can get yourself killed doing that. Not much. There's no protection. It's you and metal. That's it. All right, I got a couple of praises here. Well, let me check the email here first, you know, because I have some in the emails that have been sent to me. Okay, get this up here from Sister, I think the first one here is from Sister Tori, yeah. And she sent me a couple of pictures. I don't know if you all remember the pictures of her car when it went from a nice-looking front end to having a V-shape. she hit something that absolutely, positively did not move. But the nice thing about it, she sent, I didn't get a chance to upload these onto the server, but it's, you know, it's obvious she got it fixed. And it's a better hood now that I see, because the other one had sun damage on the hood. And now, not only is it a better hood, it looks like it's been waxed and everything, because all the water's just beating off of it. So the car looks really good now. So, but she says she has two main praises. So as you guys know, I kind of crashed my car, whom I have named Patrick. So, yeah, that's right. She named her car. I thought I'd throw it out there. I mean, she's the one who put it out there, so, yeah. Well, that's cute. A lot of people do that, though. And so a few months ago, a few months ago is when she wrecked it. She goes, I'm thankful to God that my parents were able to fix it and that Patrick is up and running again. And then she put some pictures in, and she goes, I have since driven out to visit my sister and her family, and so I praise God for travel mercies as well. And then number two, she says, I would like to praise God for allowing me to finish my first semester in my program. To call it rough would be an understatement. I felt like I was on the struggle. I was on the struggle bus the whole time. LOL. So the struggle was real, but God brought me through. I hope everyone has a blessed Sabbath. God bless. And Sister Tori, and then Sister Lucy sent me one here, a quick one. It says, I would like to praise the Lord for the business growth I've been experiencing and for allowing my new broker to be God-fearing and allowing for me to witness to him. I would also like to praise him, you know, for travel. Is that Fran? Could you let the cat out? She's trying to turn the doorknob again or plucking at something. Is that, she's knocking on the door. All right, thanks. And then she says, and Sister Lucy says, I'd like to praise him for travel mercies and for blessing my family and throughout the past year. What? She's not? Leave it open then, because she's obviously plucking on something in here. So anyway, so she said, I'd like to praise him for the travel mercies and for blessing my family and throughout the past year. By God's grace, my husband's health and strength have increased. Thank you for your prayers, Sister Lucy. So continue to pray for her husband again, please. And so I had another... don't worry about it, Brother Zimbe. He sent me an email saying he thought it was a burden. No, it's not. It's just he sent me his praise, but it's just over 5 pages long. I kid you not. That's a sermon, all right? So that's 20-25 minutes. But usually we try to keep the testimonies down to like 3 to 5 minutes. That way everybody can get in some. But if somebody does one, it's 25 minutes, then that's half the service. And so, maybe I'll post it online. I can do that, post it online for him. But let me see, because I asked him to summarize it for me, and that's when it went down to 5 pages. Because he sent an audio of it. I might even do it like as an audio. But it's 5 pages, and then I think it's 5 pages. It could be 6. It says 6. Oh no, it's 5, and then there's one sentence where he says, "God bless you and family. God bless you, family, and Sabbath blessings." That's page 6. It's just one little sentence. So, but yeah, that's just too long to read. I have no idea. I haven't even had time to read it. So, like I said, maybe I'll post it online for him. And then I got a couple of more praises here. Let me see. Where's my? I noticed we got some people with their hands up, and so I'm going to drop the mic and let them go, and I'm going to try to figure out. I hope the cat didn't get herself stuck in something, but she's making these weird noises. So let me drop the mic.
Blessings again, everyone. I had a praise from Sister Susan, and she says, Sabbath blessings. So thankful for our Father's protection during the storm last week. A tornado came quite close to our home, and thanks to his protection, we only had some downed trees and an inconvenient power outage. Thankfully, no one was harmed, as far as I know. His mercies are abundant. He has truly blessed my family and I in so many ways. I am thankful for my granddaughter being with us, and so thankful for so much, including this wonderful church. God bless. Praise the Lord, Sister Susan. Yep, those angels are around his children, guarding y'all, guarding us all. Amen. And I have one from Sister Mandy. Sister Mandy says, I thank God for the healings and answered prayers. I prayed to avoid an event, and the next day it was canceled. Praise the Lord. Must have been a bad event. Praise the Lord. Okay, Katie is next here. I'll hand her the mic.
With blessings, everybody. Can you hear me?
Sabbath blessings.
Praise the Lord. I don't know why I always get nervous for this when I should be used to it, since I used to talk in groups, in front of groups of people in person, but I don't know. Anyway. Pass it to Brother Joe. He's probably as nervous as I am, so it wouldn't help. Anyway, so So Joe and I would like to praise the Lord for travel mercies, many seeds being sown with family regarding the vegan diet, and old friends about our life in Christ. Our old friend asked me what denomination / church we belong to and what made us change our diet. Her and her husband's family is Catholic, by the way. This sparked the conversation for me to share our life in Christ, especially about the Sabbath. The last time we talked, I think it was about 3.5 years ago, I was getting ready to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. And when I found out we couldn't go because it was on the Sabbath, that literally broke my heart. We've been friends since first grade, and we used to talk about being in each other's wedding one day. As I was texting her to tell her the news that I couldn't be in her wedding anymore, my phone was drenched with tears. I sent her the Sabbath link, hoping that would help explain what I had told her. She was clearly upset and didn't understand. I remember the exact reply I got from her. Okay, see you in the next life. When I saw that response, my heart dropped. I had always thought about her and prayed that one day she'll understand and forgive me. I haven't talked to her since that time up until earlier this year when she inquired about me through my sister-in-law. I hesitated at first to let my sister-in-law give her my number because I know we are to leave our old life behind us when we become new creatures in Christ. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17. I prayed about it and received the answer. Tell her about me. So I started talking to her. Later on, she had told me about a dream, and during our visit, I gently reminded her of it. Her dream was that Joe and I moved back to Michigan, and we were in some warehouse, and we were trying to escape because there was an earthquake, and it was crumbling the building. I had told her that dream was not a coincidence. It was a warning that we need to get ready for Christ's return. This made her think a little bit. I went on to tell her about the signs in the Bible that also tell us about his return and that it's not climate change. I also shared with her bits and pieces about the Sabbath, which when I brought that up, her wedding situation was brought up. And I explained to her why I couldn't go, and she just thought I hated her and didn't want to be her friend anymore. That was a big relief. I just thought, you know, I'll never talk to her again. You know, she hates me now, but it was actually the other way around. So praise the Lord for that. I also talked to her about the Ten Commandments being changed by the Roman Catholic Church and Sunday laws. There is so much more I wanted to share with her, like so much more. Like time right at that moment just didn't even matter. I just wanted to keep talking to her, but I didn't want to bombard her with all this information right now. As we were walking to our cars, I gave her a Step to Christ book and told her it helped us along with the Bible when we first became Christians, and I hope it'll help you as well. I also told her if she looked up who the author was, she will get a lot of misinformation and to not believe it. She kindly said okay, and we said all of her goodbyes and departed. So I know our friendship won't be the same as it was before, and that's okay. I'm fine with that. And really, I don't want that life back anyway. You know, not that we did anything bad. We were just, you know, worldly, you know, like I'm sure all of us were. So I don't want to get caught up in that again. I just hope I can be an influence to her and help her see Christ. One last thing, please, well, not really last thing, but in this part of the praise, please keep her husband Travis in prayer. He has some kind of knot on his vocal cord, and he'll be having surgery next week. So she told me about that before we were leaving, and I was like, oh no. So please pray for him. My last praise to the Lord today is for moving me to make a Xmas video with a sister. It was our first video together and my first video, period. So I praise him for giving us the wisdom, knowledge, and technology to do this so many people can be blessed by it. Thank you all, and Sabbath blessings.
Blessings, everyone. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So my praise, I want to praise the Lord for Jade. Last Christmas Day here, we went to the store, and there is this lady. She thought Jade was really friendly, so she was talking to her, and she asked Jade, did you see the Christmas tree? It's so pretty. And then Jade answered back, but Christmas tree is bad. And so the lady was shocked, and Jade was like, it's very bad. That's Satan. So I'm like, okay, Jade.
And then
the lady left, but I think that hopefully she would ask, why did the girl say that kind of words towards Christmas? And then last week at work, I got a patient that was on end-stage COPD, so his lungs wasn't working anymore, so he relied on oxygen. And the previous nurse warned me that this patient has an attitude and very sarcastic. So I just remembered the verse in the Bible in Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. So I hold on to that promise that every time I have a patient like that. And so when I first spoke with him, he was really angry and I continued to reply in a soft manner and gave him a smile. And I just acted like it doesn't bother me how he treated me. So I was just being nice to him. So the next time, he was calmer and nicer. And throughout the half of the day, he was a different person. Like, I couldn't even see a negative about his attitude. He was really nice. So I was like, wow, praise the Lord. So Proverbs 15:1 worked. And he started sharing about his experiences. And he told me he was in a home armed robbery, and he was all over the news. And I did check online, and he was really there. So I'm like, oh, so he probably have a trust problem with people, because, well, you know, that is a very hard experience to be on gunpoint. And so he trusted me, and he started to tell me about his stories and his wife at that side, very nice lady. And she went outside, and she asked me she asked for an apology for how his husband treated me at first. And I told her, no, it's okay, and it doesn't really hurt me at all. So I just reminded him before I left the shift. I told him that God loves him and always focus on the positive things and be happy about, you know, the wife is there the whole time with him. That's a blessing. And so basically he lacks somebody to tell him good words, because I don't know how the previous shift treated him. But I want to praise the Lord that day someone has changed, and I was able to help him with his character issues with the Lord's help. Jade!
Jade wants to say his praise. Okay. Say hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Ah! What's one of my funny face?
Okay. What do you want to praise?
I want to praise for food and for family. For spirit.
All right. All right, say.
Sabbath
blessings, everyone. Sabbath blessings to you too, Baby Jade. Oh, she's probably mad I called her Baby Jade. Young Lady Jade. I remember at the camp meeting, she wanted everybody to stop calling her Baby Jade. That's because she's all of 2 feet tall. So she's getting up there. Anyway, we got some more praises here. Brother Daniel's praise. Daniel 3 says, praise. Yeah, I will in a minute here. But and Baby Jade, I hope you're listening. Because, well, yeah, I'm going to share this before I share Daniel 3's praise. Do you remember the day we were working on the water heater on the motorhome because it smelled like something died in it? And you come walking up, and you were in the sunlight, and I was like, I was kind of like squinting my eyes so I could see better, and you got all scared and thought I was mad at you. I could never be mad at you. You're too cute. So, there you go. Plus, I think the wind was blowing my hair around and stuff like that, too, so my head probably looked much bigger than it normally is. So, anyway. So, Brother Daniel 3 says, praise the Most High God that on December 25th, Typhoon Fanfon, I guess that's what they call it, in the Philippines went north of Cebu Island, where the church in Cebu is located. Unfortunately, 28 Filipinos lost their lives. And so they seem to be get hit. Every year they get hit. And every year they had a super one there, too. It was obviously generated by mankind because it was crazy large. Harp. And the seating. They were seating the area as well. And then they said that next to nobody died, but the people that were there said anywhere from 3,000 to 30,000 people were swept out into the ocean. And, once you get swept out that fire, you can't make it back into land. So, because just about everybody over there has nipa huts, which doesn't hold up well for wind and rain. Okay, Brother Zimbe did send me a short praise here. He says, I thank God for showing me all the dross in me that needs to be got rid of. Also, thank Him for the salvation and the marvelous breath of life in my nostrils, plus the trials that have come my way the past 3 weeks. Glory be to God. Well, amen, my brother. Amen. Thank you for sharing and summarizing to some very, that was much summarized. So, but, and then I have one here from Brother Paul. He says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick and church family. I hope all has been well with you all. At work, we usually have prayers on Friday and every department gets to preach. Well, that's pretty neat. And he said, last month, before the office closed, it was my department's turn to preach, and the guy who usually preaches happened to be on leave, so I decided to step in. Amen. At first, I was nervous because I'm not a pastor, wasn't even sure what I would teach, but I knew God would guide me. The night before, I got this urge to write down notes and make a simple PowerPoint presentation, which I did. Following morning, despite all the doubts that were filling me up, I finally got to teach a good number of my colleagues about the topic, Can God Fail? I was able to illustrate to all of them that God can't fail, and they agreed. Afterwards, I played the video of the Pope saying Christ failed on the cross. I'm not entirely sure if what I showed them truly sunk in or if they understood it, but I know a seed got planted at the very least. Keep my coworkers in your prayers, that they may be convicted of the truth. Hopefully I get another chance to teach another topic and plant another seed. And then he says, Sabbath blessings again, Brother Paul, _P, or B, Paul _B here in the room, Paul B, from Kenya. Oh, amen. And then he says, God bless. P.S. That's from a praise from last time. I forgot the delete part of it. All right, I got one here from Brother Joe. I don't know if this is a repeat of of some things that Sister Katie said, but I'll read it just the same. It says, Sabbath blessings, bro. Here's a testimony for this. Oh, that was last month. Okay, so that's what I thought. I had a lot of stuff in here. I'm thinking it was from last month, and I forgot to delete them. Or I hit delete, and then I forgot to save, you know, all the deletions. So, sorry about that. Thanks, Joe. And then, now I know I just got this email from Sister Teresa, because I had another one in here from Sister Teresa, and I says, I wonder if this is from last month, because it looked familiar. Then all of a sudden I got an email that, you know, that she sent me and says, oh, there you go. This is the new one. Two praises from Sister Teresa. Oh, and by the way, let me just check my email. This is my last praise to share. So we're, you know, already well over the time we usually spend on sermons. But let me check my email real quick to see if I got a praise in the email. Nope. And if somebody's going to speak afterwards, just put your hand up and then you'll be up. But this is two praises from Brother, from Sister Teresa. She says, Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. The first praise says, the transmission of my car was acting up. I brought it to the dealership and I was told it was the transmission module that was causing the issue and that it would be covered under warranty. However, when I picked up my car, it started to do the same thing shortly thereafter. So I brought it in again, and I was told that the first transmission module was a defect, so they installed another one. I picked up my car the second time, and shortly after, it was doing the same thing. The dealership was baffled to what was causing the problem. My car was in the shop for a total of 2 weeks. I thought the car might be a write-off, especially if it was the transmission itself, because that would have cost thousands of dollars. During this time, I was praying. However, days before, the dealership called me again, and I was days before the dealership called me again, I was more detailed in prayer and really emphasized to the Lord to please give the technicians wisdom and for this not to cost thousands of dollars. The dealership called me a couple days later to say they tried one more method which had to do with the transmission gears and it solved the problem. I was only charged $200, but I had to pay for a rental. The dealership was very fair because they said I was inconvenienced. It could have cost me thousands and would have set me back. So I am thankful and I praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, it's something as I was reading, as I was thinking about, why can't they make transmissions like motors? You know, because transmissions have a tendency to go out. I remember my wife and I had a Ford, and twice the transmission went out on it. And both times, first time it was $1,500, the next time it was $1,700. And this was like 20-some years ago. These transmissions aren't cheap. You know, it's just, it's bad. Anyway, okay, the second praise says, as the church family knows, my daughter Jessica suffers with alcoholism, and she was on the road to recovery. Unfortunately, she had a slip-up, and it was very costly to her spiritually, mentally, and financially. I relay to my daughter that she could do things her way, which is obviously not working, and be miserable, or she could do things the Lord's way. My daughter relayed to me that when she spoke to her recovery counsel, she told her the same thing, which confirms that the Lord hasn't given up on her. Amen. I thank the Lord that she bounced right back and she is in a recovery home that strongly believes in Jesus. During all the turmoil she was going through, the Lord still opened doors and made it apparent that he was still by her side. Please continue to pray for her, and we will, sister. And then she says, praise the Lord. I have many more unspoken and small butterfly praises that I am also thankful for. Praise the Lord. Sending a heart full of love, Sister Teresa. Oh, amen. Amen and amen. Hey, well, that's it for me, what I have. Let me check my email one more time. Oh, Brother Sean just put his hand up, so let me drop the mic and I'll check my email at the same time.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you guys hear me? Yes, all right, good. Praise the Lord. All right, I have two short praises. First, I want to praise the Lord for the fact that last time I went to go pay my rent, that I had just enough in my account, literally the exact amount that was needed to pay rent to in my account. So I want to praise the Lord for that, and that kind of connects with what I'm getting ready to say, with all of the trials that I've been going through, that have been coming in a bevy of different ways. I do want to praise the Lord that He has shown that He is still here. He has shown that, you know, if you need enough, you will have just enough, you know, just for specific situations, just like that. And despite everything that is continuing to happen, I do want to praise the Lord for the strength that He gives us, not just to go through it, but what happens afterwards, or after the trial. Because I've noticed that despite all the negativity and all the things that have been coming across my mind and that I've been dealing with, somehow, and of course it's through Christ, somehow you still end up having hope. You still have strength. You still have zeal. Without going into too much detail about one of the things, I just praise the Lord He gave me more zeal to do His work, you know, despite the fact that, you know, you have all those thoughts, oh, what you're doing isn't helping people, what you're, you know, all the work that you're trying to put forth, you know, no one's being blessed by it. You can't even look around and see many seeds being, or many people being blessed by the things that you're doing, you know, despite all of the constant negativity and all the things like that, that the Lord's still giving me strength to still continue, and that, like I said, I have more of a desire now to do the work, especially in a specific portion, than I ever have in my entire walk. So I want to praise the Lord for that, and just thank Him for the strength that He continues to give us. And you know, it's like Sister Fran was saying, it's not that you want, I don't know how to word this properly. It's like you want the trials, but you don't. That's just how it is. And they continue to come, and so praise His name. But, you know, if all they continue to do is to make us stronger and make us more Christ-like, then keep sending them. I mean, there's nothing I can say. Just keep sending them. It's like, all right, just send more trials. It's like, if this is really what that's doing, obviously it is. It's just very, it's kind of shocking, but, I mean, it's just how the Lord works. To look back on and realize all that negativity and all those things going on, and all of a sudden I'm more determined. And so just praise the Lord for that, and, you know, you're striving harder to get into the Word and, you know, things of, and character, you know, improving as well. So I just want to praise the Lord for that, and for all the trials and everything that's been going on, for Him showing that He's still with me throughout all of this, and, you know, praise His name, if we're obedient, we'll get through it. Sabbath blessings, everyone. I saw somebody else's hand up, but it disappeared. But I'm going to put down the mic anyways.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. This is like the most awesome testimony Sabbath. I'm just so happy you all are sharing. It's just really, you might not realize it, but it lifts so many people up that are struggling and are in trials, and to hear our testimonies is such a blessing. And I just want to share how, the enemy is attacking all of us, and we know that we're in the, you know, the last days, and it's going to get worse. And if we're not in our Word daily, obviously we're going to get weak. And the Lord showed me that this, you know, I've been struggling with, as all of us are, struggling with just really with my flesh and, you know, just, well, we're going to war with our flesh until Christ comes, but there's just things that I was having a hard time letting go of. And the Lord just delivered me. He delivered me from all of it. You know, I just want to praise Him because He's so loving. He's so forgiving. He's so patient with us. He's so, I can go on and on. And, you know, there's, you know, you all know my husband is not a believer and he's doing things that he should be doing. And he has friends over, they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And I'm surrounded by all, I don't know how to say it. I'm just surrounded by so much evil in my household. And it's the drinking, it's the smoking, it's the rock and roll music, it's the, I mean, it's not in the house, but it's in my husband's garage, his man cave. And it's just, his friends are all, yeah, I mean, he's the biker type of people, and I'm not putting them down, obviously. There's bikers that are Christians, but, you know, they're wearing the skulls on their shirts and the tattoos and the, you know, the cussing and the using the Lord's name in vain. And, you guys, I just feel so, sometimes I feel so lonely because I'm just surrounded by all of this. And I have you guys, I have you to be there for me. And I just can't thank you enough. I couldn't do it. I don't know what I would do without you guys. And you're just the most awesome church ever. And you're such a blessing. I didn't want to cry, but I can't help it. I'm so thankful for all you guys. And I just thank the Lord for guiding me to this church. The church that has the truth. The church that is a working church. And we're out there doing the work and just sharing the truth with others. And I just thank the Lord for that. And that He woke me up back in 2009. And I shared this with you guys before. When the Holy Spirit told me, get ready, Jesus is coming. And it changed my life. And I just thank Him for that. And, you know, the enemy is going to try to tell us that you're not worthy, which I know we've all heard that, and you're not good enough. You know, you're not going to be one of the 144,000. There's no way, you know. But don't listen to him. Don't listen to him because he's a liar. He's the father of lies. And as long as we confess our sins and we repent of our sins, God is going to forgive us, and He's going to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, and we got to remember that, because we are going to fall, we are going to make mistakes, and, you know, it's just going to happen, and we just got to keep our focus on the Lord, you know, look upward all the time, because, you know, the things in this world, the things that are going on in our lives, will try to, you know, the enemy will try to distract us all the time, and we can't take our focus off the Lord. We cannot take our focus off of Him. Just keep persevering. Keep in the God's Word and pray daily. Oh my goodness, you guys. I just love communing with the Lord. I'm able to go for walks during my lunch hour and just have that walk with Him, you know, in the afternoon, and it just helps me get through the rest of the day. I don't know what I would do without being able to talk to my, you know, the Holy Godhead. I mean, I talk to my Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and I even thank the Holy Spirit for guiding me to the truth. And I just want to tell you all that I love you all, and I'm so blessed to have you in my life, and I'm so blessed to be able to go to the camp meetings and just hug you guys and sing with my sisters. And oh my goodness, I can't wait for the next time I get to gather with all of you. And I just want to say I love you, and just keep on that straight, narrow path, because I know we're going to stumble, and I know we're going to slip off of it, but pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back on that path, and let's just be those soldiers, those mighty soldiers that are in the Gideon band. And we are going to, oh, I just can't wait for the latter rain to fall. Just pray we're worthy for that latter rain, because that's going to be awesome. We're going to be able to just go out and get that loud cry out, and nothing's going to stop us. And I love you all. Have a blessed Sabbath. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for sharing, sister. And we definitely, well, you know, we're always keeping you in prayer, and Pete. And so, you know, we're there for you, you know. And as you know, Christ is there for you. And I want to welcome Lisa. I just noticed her up there. I don't know if she sent me an email or anything like that asking for texting ability in the room. If she does, I'll fix it later. So the next time you come in, sister, if you want, you know, to be able to text, you should be able to if I got an email from you, that is. Because some people, they don't even care about texting, like Tim. You know, he prefers, it doesn't matter for him, he said. And I kind of like seeing that smiley face there anyway. So, but I think that's about it for this week. And what a blessing again. Oh, Brother Alvin sent me, let me just check my email real quick here. All right, just got one. There it is. This is from Brother Alvin. And it's it says, here is our testimony. So everybody there in the family, this is their praise. So let me get it to where I can read it on this screen here. Makes it easier. That way I'm in front of the mic. All right. He says, happy Sabbath, everyone. I would like to praise the Lord for helping us train our children according to His law, teaching them how to love God by being obedient and fearing Him by hating evil, and that when temptation comes, God is there to help us overcome. Amen. I've asked Jania, my daughter, if she has a testimony to share how God's been good to her, and she told me her testimony. When we went to a toy store, she spotted a small piece of a toy that caught her attention and thought she could keep it, so she keeps holding onto it, and there is a small voice telling her, keep the toy. When it was time to leave the store, she is still holding it, and when nearing the exit door, there was another small voice that she heard, thou shalt not steal. Wow. So she stopped and walked back to the shelf and returned the toy where it belonged. She was so happy she did the right thing. After learning it, I told her she just placed a smile on Jesus' face when she returned the toy, because you don't want to break the law. Amen, little sister. And for Alvy, she had a homework that says, draw and write what you would like to say to Santa. She already knew that we don't celebrate Xmas and that Santa is not true. She started to draw a picture of Santa and a little girl with a caption, little girl, are you real? Santa, no, I am not. You know, in other words, a little girl says, are you real? And Santa says, no, I am not. She entitled the drawing, Santa is not true. At her little age, she already knew how to stand on her faith. And for all these, we are so thankful in praising our God, our loving God, every day. God bless you all. Amen. Again, like with little baby Jade, out of the mouths of babes. You know, it's amazing what the children do and say. And the innocence behind it all is just so beautiful. It's just, because you know, it's absolute purity, you know, pure innocence, because they're little kids, they're little children. They're only taught when mommy and daddy teach them, and this is why the world is such a mess that it is today. You know, the kids out there are taught not even to believe in God and to question your own gender. It's really strange how the world, but then we are in the end days and we know. So, I hope and pray everybody was blessed. If we have some music, we'll close with that, and then we'll have some prayer afterwards. But I also wanted to praise the Lord that we have quite it was a blessing to see so many people on the stream and so many people here in the room. And I want to praise the Lord for the stream, because since getting the stream, it more or less, well, actually usually more than doubles the amount of families that join us on Sabbath in just, you know, the chat streams. And for those of you that are wondering how we're able to have all these different people on the mic, because I always get an email, well, not always, but I've been getting emails once in a while with people saying, how are you guys doing it? How are people talking in the stream with different microphones? As well, we're not doing it on a stream. YouTube don't allow that. We have on our own website at remnantofgod.org, we have our own audio chat, and so, or, you know, stream, it's live, and you can join us. It's free. You don't have to be, you don't have to pay for nothing or nothing like that, and you can join us. And so, and then when you come in here, after we've known you for a little while, we give you the ability to get on the microphone, because some people will come in. That's why we got the security. We do security differently here than most chat rooms, you know, because we allow the people to come in and partake in the service, but they can't text or speak until we get to know them, because some people will take advantage of that and right off the bat and cause problems. And we were the first ones to do this online, and so we have a lot of battle scars, and so we know exactly what to do and what not to do in chat rooms, and so we know how to handle it. So. Anyway, Brother Eli, if you can share the music. I saw your hand up there a minute ago. And I'll drop the mic. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was nice. You might hear, I don't know if you're using a laptop or not, Brother Eli, but you're probably using stereo mix to send the sound through, right? You're not using a microphone to play that? Because if it's a microphone, you got something wrong with the wire. There's a snapping that goes on. You can barely hear it. But it sounds like a short. Or you could have a stereo mix. Okay, then there could be like a static charge running through your system, which can wreak havoc, but it jumps around. I had that in a couple of computers over the years where 1 month your sound card won't work, or 1 month your DVD player won't work. You know, it just jumps around. Or it could just be a bad connection with, the stereo mix, whatever chip that's, running it. No, this is it's not snapping their fingers in music. Like when you talk, sometimes you'll hear it. There's a snap going on in the. It's just a little. It's an electronic snap, but it's very, very faint. You can barely hear it. And I'm just letting you know, so in case there, if there's like all of a sudden your computer dies one day and you tell the guy that if it's been working on it, says, there was these noises it was making. So anyway, if we can kneel, let's finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very, very much for all that you have done the last 30 days and the last 30 years, 60 years, wherever, last 6,000 years, actually. Thank you so much for blessing us with life and giving us an opportunity to actually have eternal life. Thank you for not giving up on us, Father, and sending us hugs from heaven and letting us know that you haven't given up. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for giving us eyes that see so we can tell when the devil's just spouting lies. It's amazing how true your love is and how false the enemy of souls is and the world is. Please bless us in the coming week so that when we come together next week for communion, we'll be prepared. We will have forgiven who we need to forgive, and we'll do the best we can to have our own little mini day of atonement, if you will. And thank you also, Father God, for blessing everyone on our prayer list that we always keep up on there, Father. There's so many that we love and we're so concerned about, especially those that are lost. So thank you for blessing them as well. And all those that were mentioned earlier in the room here. And thank you again for letting us pray and teaching us how to pray so that we can share our love with you. And please accept this prayer and all these praises in the name of your precious Son, who is forever our King in all eternity, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.